Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The X Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, but I do. Don't know that I will, but until I can find.
And welcome back to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and we're coming to you from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, on the Talkstar Radio Network. 1-800-610-7035, worldwide toll free. My email address is xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com. My guest this hour is Glenn Jacobs. He's the gentleman behind The Rant of Glenn. And he's joining us today from Eager, Arizona. And Glenn, welcome to the X Zone.
Thank you, Mr. McConnell. Would you turn me up just a little bit? I'm kind of deaf.
All right, we've got you up as high as we can go, my friend.
Okay, then that's got to be good enough.
All right. You sent out a rant on Monday, May the 2nd, with some very big headlines. And the headline was basically, U.S. kills Osama bin Laden. And I'd like to get your take on this. But before we do that, tell us about the rant of Glenn and how you came about doing this.
Well, I've done random letters to editors for 50 years. I picked a rant because it's got a certain amount of zing to it. Mm-hmm. People are likely to put up with something they don't agree with if I call it a rant up front. And now that I don't own a newspaper, I use this as an outlet for my poison pen mind.
Poison pen mind. I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I find your rants very amusing and very targeted. So hats off to you for the ones that you do. What was your opinion of the kill of Osama bin Laden?
Well, I don't know that anybody was killed. I don't know that any raid was made. Probably was, but it's the government telling me about it, so I immediately doubt everything.
Well, we certainly can't dispute the fact that on September the 11th, 2001, there were three major attacks. One that was thwarted. We had the attack on, we had the attack on the Twin Towers, we had the attack on the Pentagon, and we had the thwarted attack that caused a flight to crash in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. We can't dispute that. We all saw the photos. So let me ask you this. Do you think the U.S. government should release the photos of the kill of bin Laden?
I don't care if they release them or not. The issue here is that they have developed such a road record of lying that we don't know whether to believe them even if they show us pictures. If they showed it on live TV, I would not know if I had to believe it or not. And as for the attack with the airplanes, that is an absolute certainty. But to this day, the government has not allowed any decent investigation into who did it. They just declared war on a couple of Arab countries. Pretty bad countries, pretty nasty countries. You know, they deserve what they have coming. But I don't know that there is any connection or can be any connection.
But Osama bin Laden took credit for the attacks on 9/11.
Oh, yes, he did. He's a smart man. Or somebody that looks like him took credit for the attack. I think that he probably died of kidney failure years before that. The last time an American saw him alive, he was in an American hospital in the Middle East, dying of kidney failure.
Glenn, you and I have to take a commercial break. When I come back, Exo Nation, I'm going to read in its entirety the rant of Glenn that was published on Monday, the 2nd of May, all about U.S. kills bin Laden. This is the Exo on the Talkstar Radio Network, 1-800-610-7035 worldwide. Email Exxon at exxonradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, exxonradiotv@hotmail.com. And our website, www.exxonradiotv.com. Glenn Jacobs is our guest this hour. He's the gentleman behind The Rant of Glenn here on the Exxon. My name is Rob McConnell. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't go away. And welcome back, everyone. Glenn Jacobs is with us this hour. He's the gentleman behind The Rant of Glenn. And this is what was sent out on May the 2nd. U.S. kills bin Laden. Plan A. The official word is that on September 11, 2001, 19 Saudi Arabians, on orders from Osama bin Laden, commandeered four giant jet airliners and deliberately flew to their deaths. That same Osama bin Laden was shot to death by American commandos. Plan B, September 12, 2001, Osama bin Laden took credit for the deaths and destruction. Whatever his connection to the planes crashing into the buildings, that same Osama bin Laden has been killed by American operatives. Plan C, the buildings that fell on September 11, 2001 were terribly damaged by airliners crashing through them, spattering tens of thousands of gallons of blazing jet fuel, which was kerosene, into their interiors, which burned for a while. However, the buildings fell when hundreds of pre-placed high explosive sequentially fired contact charges were detonated at key structural points. One building that fell was neither on fire nor had been hit by an airplane. Osama bin Laden was glad when he heard of the death and the damage. Plan D. The last any American saw Osama bin Laden was years before the aircraft thing. He was dying of kidney failure in an American hospital in the Middle East. He was an asset of the CIA. He would not have figured at all in the 9/11 attack. Plan E. The American commando team certainly killed someone, and no doubt someone important to the enemy, but we don't know who. Now the official government version is that Osama bin Laden was among the dead. All the lips will be locked and the documents will be classified, and we will never know. Plans F and G. The supposed killing of the supposed architect of the mass murders of September 11, 2001 will be used both to justify continuing and terminating the present wars against Iraq and Afghanistan. This may also be used to justify continuing and terminating the miserable Patriot Act and the Nazi-style Homeland Security Agency. Plan H? There were no Arabs nor Muslims, specifically not Osama bin Laden, involved in the 9/11 action. Some outfit built a transponder and stole the codes and flew the planes by remote control into the buildings pre-wired with explosive charges. Signed, Glenn Jacobs. Glenn, what was your thinking in putting plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H in a rant?
Because I don't know. These are just all the conspiracy theories that I remember being bandied about. And among them, probably there's some truth somewhere. But I don't know what it is.
Do you really think the United States government would perpetrate such a mass murder just to start a war?
I don't have any idea. I refuse to answer on the grounds that it may tend to incriminate me. Yes, I do think so.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it took 10 years in order to bring Osama bin Laden to an end, if in fact it was a conspiracy theory, if Osama bin Laden had nothing to do with it? Why not bring his body to rest a lot sooner than 10 years?
I have an idea that maybe, just maybe, they wanted to keep the war going this long, and that they could have, as it says in the song, they could have got him any day.
What do you think the real purpose of the war is?
War is for war. War is because we Homo sapiens like to kill one another.
Well,
been there, done that.
Geez, I'm a Homo sapien, and I certainly wouldn't like to kill anyone, and I know a lot of other people that wouldn't like to kill somebody else.
Well, there's a whole lot of us that do like it. By the way, I've done it, and it is highly overrated.
Now, when you say you've done it, were you a member of the armed forces when you did it?
Yes.
Okay, so that was a different time that we're at war, but to say that people like to do it, that's a far and stretching statement, don't you think?
Go downtown Phoenix just any night, and you'll see a lot of people that would like to kill a lot of other people.
But that doesn't make it right.
I didn't say it made it right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my word, no, yeah. I wasn't saying it made it right. But you said, why are there wars?
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons. The other reason is because it gives governments tremendous power. They have already more money than they know what to do with. But wars give governments immense leverage.
Well, if that is true, that war, you know, it has to do with money, then why would the United States government have nearly shut down a couple of weeks ago because of budget problems?
Cost all of our money to make the wars that we've been making, plus a lot more money making all the welfare projects, plus a lot more money making payments of foreign aid to countries that don't even like us.
Well, we pay
we're bankrupt.
The United States government paid over $3 billion to Pakistan last year, and here you've got a country that is now being suspected of harboring Osama bin Laden.
You mean we bought them and they didn't stay bought? Oh, shame on them.
But we also pay to other countries around the world large sums of money where terrorists aren't being bought, nor the governments being bought and protecting terrorism.
I can't say what the logic is on that, but as everybody knows, the United States government is fond of putting out immense sums of borrowed money to other countries' governments.
I'd like to go back a few minutes ago when we were talking about downtown Phoenix, and you said, well, if you all you have to do is go to downtown Phoenix, and you'll understand, and you'll see what I mean by people wanting to kill people. What's so bad about downtown Phoenix?
I don't know. I've made a point of never being there after dark. I've made a point of being away from there. I'm hundreds of miles away from Phoenix. I got away from there on purpose 40 years ago, and I never looked back.
So,
I don't like Phoenix. I don't like downtown Phoenix even more. And yes, it's full of people that kill each other for fun.
What has turned you against downtown Phoenix? I've been to Phoenix, and I thought it was a...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Beautiful city.
Oh, it is. It is. There's a lot of parts of Phoenix that are really groovy. I like them. But they're associated with parts of Phoenix that you don't want to be around.
Well, won't you find that in any city, whether it's in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, and any country in Europe, that there's always a dark side to every city?
I don't know. Phoenix is the only city I know. And I got away from there on purpose, and I never went back except for business. And the only time that I stayed overnight in Phoenix was when I had surgery there at the Veterans Hospital.
What do you think is going to happen in the future because of the alleged kill of Osama bin Laden? Do you think that the terrorists are going to seek revenge against the United States and her allies?
The terrorists are revved up and have been for all these years to the max, and if they could have been more terroristic, they would have already done it. I think it's possible they may be laughing up their sleeve at us announcing that we've killed bin Laden when he's been dead for 15 years. But then that's just one of my conspiracy theories.
Well, if he's been dead for 15 years and 9/11 was only 10 years ago, wouldn't somebody have brought the body or proof of his death to any of the other countries who are not friendly to the United States just to make them wear, you know, just so that they could have the pleasure in putting egg on the face of the great USA?
It sounded like a great idea. It didn't happen, so maybe they weren't made aware of it, or his friends have quietly buried him. They do that, you know.
But you know, taking the conspiracy aspect into account, if in fact that Osama bin Laden was not taken out by the U.S. Special Forces, that included the SEAL 6 team, the Delta Force, and CIA operatives, would this not be the opportune time to prove to the world that the United States is lying just by proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that Osama bin Laden is alive, instead of asking the U.S. to prove he's dead?
sounds good to me. It really sounds good to me. And I don't have a good answer for you.
You know, it's just like the people who talk about 9/11 being a black flag operation. No, everybody is there to criticize, but no one is there to give the proof that says unequivocally that 9/11 was a conspiracy, there is a conspiracy, and that it was the government of the United States of America who perpetrated this terrorist act. There's a lot of accusations, but there's no proof.
Well, I have an idea that no possible proof would be accepted as official. It would just be ignored.
All right, stand by.
And it may be that other countries that other countries have buried Osama bin Laden years back, and maybe they have sent to our country, to our government, and said, "See, you're idiots."
Well, instead of sending the information to the government, all they'd have to do is send it to a bunch of news sources all at the same time, or give it to an unfriendly government, give it to the people in Russia. I'm sure they'd love to run with something like this, or the Chinese. Or how about the Pakistan government right now? They would love to smear the U.S. We'll be back on the other side of this commercial break.
Don't
go away.
You've got a good thought there. Hey, all the terrorists that are listening, take notes, because Mr. O'Connell is telling you wise words.
Gargantuan explosion! Oh my God, I don't believe it! The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers.
Greetings, X-Zone Nation and the worldwide listening audience of the X-Zone Nation. My name is Don Hooford, Sr., and I'm the author of the Dane novels. My website is www.hooford.us/Hooford House of Dane. And I'd like to comment on the Osama bin Laden situation as a fugitive recovery agent of the past and dealing with the likes of such as a fugitive that bin Laden was. It's a shame that the United States forces did not apprehend him. It's caused Al-Qaeda, I'm sure, to have him now as a martyr. They're looking for someone to replace him, and I'm sure that's going to happen soon. Bin Laden's voice of doom around the world, mentioning different places that he intended to get, one of those places is going to happen. It's unfortunate, but it's part of the deal, I guess. Everybody needs to be vigilant, taking care of their own, and watching out. The situation is not over. I have a feeling it's going to stretch out for a much longer period than anyone really wants. Anyhow, that's just my opinion of how it's going to go. You're listening to the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell on the TalkStar Radio Network and your worldwide family of broadcast affiliates. Y'all have a great evening. Wish you the best. Bye-bye.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
And welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, coming to you from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Worldwide toll-free, 1-800-610-7035. Email xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com. Some of the news headlines from around the world this hour include Pakistan warns the U.S. no more raids, and I wonder how that's going to sit with the good people in Washington. And Pakistan's military calls for a major shakeup after Bin Laden's kill operation, as well as there was a Bali bomber captured just down the road from the compound, and this is according to the Telegraph in the United Kingdom. My guest this hour is Glenn Jacobs. He's the gentleman behind the Rant of Glenn. And Glenn, what are some of the other topics that you've ranted about in the past?
About the health care insurance, the abortion business, the food regulation thing, the wars and lies and... On and on. I've been putting out one a week for 5 years.
Wow. Tell me, in your opinion, Glenn, why is there so much friction, or why is there so much animosity, between Christians, Jews, and Muslims? Should there be this animosity? Can't we all just get along?
Well, it looks to me that after hundreds of years of history of Jews and Christians killing each other on sight.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got over it. Maybe in hundreds of years, we can get over the business of Muslims and Christians and Jews killing each other on sight.
You know, we got over...
I don't know.
You don't know. You know, we got over the fact, we were in a couple of world wars so far. We've been in a war in Vietnam. We were in the conflict in Korea. We're in Afghanistan. We're in Libya. It seems that a day doesn't go by where some country isn't fighting another country. And I've got to tell you something. Maybe I walk around with rose-colored glasses. Maybe I just look at the world differently. But I really think that if we were to respect each other, understand each other's religions, understand each other's philosophies, I believe that we can get along, that we can live together. That's my opinion.
Well, look at the Muslim situation in the United States. I guess it's the same in Canada. If you have... 0.1% of the population in a city is Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice and peaceful and decent, and they'll speak to you and learn English. And when you get over, let's say, 10% of Muslims, then suddenly they're demanding Sharia law. They're being hostile and horrid. Killing people in the street.
You know, I'd like to read something from the Calgary Herald that was written by a good friend and a frequent guest here on the X Zone, Dr. David Liepert. And he says, from a Muslim perspective, I'll admit it's hard not to feel a little cynical hearing Osama bin Laden's most recent death announcement, given we've been reading his obituary in Muslim periodicals from time to time over the past decade. Go figure. Turns out Al-Qaeda's honesty parallels its pacifism. However, it looks like he's finally gone, with DNA evidence of his passing and his body buried at sea. Too much of a pariah for any nation on earth to accept his remains. And believe me, he deserved no better. Muslim prophecies warned of an Arab-skinned, Arabic-speaking, demon-hearted caller to the gates of hell, and there's little question bin Laden fit the bill. Tall, powerful, rich, charismatic, moving to the highest circles, he could have done much good had he chosen to do so. Instead, he chose a path of progressive destruction, becoming responsible for the death of millions of innocent, both Muslim and non-Muslim alike. His influence certainly seemed otherworldly. Condemned by Muslim clerics, leaders, scholars, pundits, intellectuals, and grassroots organizations and individuals everywhere, he still became the voice of the worst Islamic abuses, promoting a vision of ethno-religious hegemony completely at odds with Muhammad's historic Islam, but capable of capturing the imagination of the angry, the undereducated, and the abused and depossessed throughout the Muslim world. And when radicalizing Muslims amplified his rhetoric and repeated his evil deeds, they created a whole new concept of franchised terror. It's difficult to conceive of a worse Muslim curse or Islamic affiliation than bin Laden. Seeking to drive a wedge between Muslims and non-Muslims in America, he ignited a firestorm of retaliatory destruction that has disseminated entire Muslim nations. Seeking to promote his own atavistic brand of Islam, he compelled unparalleled Muslim violence and destruction as well. Every cause he undertook to support lost credibility because of him, and simply by association, he single-handedly besmirched the character and the faith of every Muslim who ever lived. And that's by a former guest of ours and a good friend of the X-Zone, Dr. David Liepert, and it's in today's Calgary Herald. So even the Muslims are apparently happy that Osama bin Laden is gone. And do you think that the death of Osama bin Laden may bring the two sides closer together?
I couldn't not tell. Because as you have pointed out earlier, there'll be other people standing in line to take his place. He will have had assistants and lieutenants and toadies and whatever that will be struggling to be the new bin Laden.
What is the feeling around Edgar, Arizona, with the news that Osama bin Laden was dead?
Well, everybody was rejoicing and carrying the newspaper around and showing it to each other, and absolutely, totally believed the government announcement.
I gather you don't believe it.
I don't know whether it's true or not.
Are you...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Person who believes in government conspiracies?
You have to know that a conspiracy is whenever two people get together and attempt to commit a crime. And there are government people that do that.
All right, let me rephrase the question then. Do you believe that the death of Osama bin Laden is a perpetrated act to deceive the public that, in fact, there is a conspiracy to suppress the story or the fact that he may indeed have been dead long before the public was made aware of it?
Well, I think it was useful to our beloved leaders to have the people have somebody to hate. And bin Laden was it. And every time that you talk about the war, they said, remember 9-1-1. Well, yeah, we remember 9-1-1, but there's no indication that it was him. He took credit for it, yes. Or somebody dressed up like him took credit like him, you know. Who can know?
Why is it that you believe, or that you're saying, or that you're pointing me in the direction that even though the government and other governments around the world are accepting the fact that the United States Special Forces took out Osama bin Laden in Pakistan on Sunday, May the 1st, that it didn't happen?
Well, Plan A, nothing happened, and they just got some pictures together and made an announcement. Plan B, they went and raided the house of the superintendent of public instruction while his sister and her husband was there and killed them all. Plan C, Osama bin Laden was there and alive, and they killed him. And I can't tell which is true. You cannot tell by a government announcement. Verily it has been said that if the government says something is so, that doesn't prove it isn't so, but that's the way it is.
But wouldn't it be beneficial if somebody came out who is yelling conspiracy, yelling lie, actually came out with some proof to support their allegations or their beliefs of a lie or a conspiracy?
Can't be me. I wasn't there. You know, I didn't see him get killed. I didn't see him not get killed. If I had been there, I wouldn't know that it was him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just somebody. I've seen dead people. They don't look like they looked when they were alive.
I'm sorry. You started to fade out again there. Could you just repeat what you said?
I wasn't there, so I don't know. But even if I was there, I wouldn't know because dead people don't look the same as when they were alive.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't prove it by me. And no, I don't have any evidence at all except for the immense bad track record of governments, specifically our government, in lying.
In your opinion, what was the case at hand that pushed you over the side to believe that everything the government says is a lie? What was the last lie?
Well, I never did get to believe that everything they said is a lie. It's just that there's a tendency to lie. Now, I want to tell you the big one, though.
Okay.
When we had won the war in Vietnam, the Reds sent a delegation to surrender, and Nixon's men surrendered to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that pretty well told me that the whole war was for some other purpose. And here's 50,000 of us dead for some other purpose. There's a million Vietnamese dead for some other purpose.
What do you think the purpose of Vietnam was?
I will now consult my crystal ball. My crystal ball has darkened. I have no idea.
But you're making a lot of statements that aren't being substantiated. And as a journalist or somebody who posts on the internet quite often, don't you have a responsibility to clarify facts and to make sure that your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed?
No. I can lie just as much as anybody else.
Then why do you do it?
Just perverse, I guess. But you know that all of these things that I said are possible. They're, like I said before, they're conspiracy theories that came my way, and I just try to gather them all up and put them on that rack.
All right, Glenn, you and I have to say so long for now. We've run out of time for today. Thank you very much for joining us. And Exxon Nation, Glenn Jacobs has been our guest this hour. He's the gentleman behind The Rants of Glenn. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break as we continue here in the X-Zone from our studios, where? Right here in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. My name is Rob McConnell. Don't go away.
And we know the night is always going to be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so excited. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Uh-huh. Another one bites the dust. With all due respect to Mr. Jacobs, I disagree. You have to take responsibility when you publish anything, whether it is about Osama bin Laden, whether it is about your neighbor next door, or whether it's about the Canadian government, the U.S. government, or even the annual seal hunt. You must take responsibility, and as a professional journalist, maybe these are the words that are missing in the entire scenario with Mr. Jacobs. As a professional journalist, you do have a responsibility to try and do your best to verify facts. And if it is a supposition, then just clearly state so, of which he did not do in his rant. I asked the members of the Exo Nation to send me their thoughts and their comments on the Osama bin Laden event, and this came to me from our good friend Matthew Stein, who is, by the way, a professional engineer. He's been on the show talking to us about survival, and this is what he wrote. All right, Rob, you asked for it, and here it is. Apparently, I'm not the only one in my disgust at the celebration over killing Osama bin Laden. Not to say he was not a criminal and should not have been brought to justice. However, I do see him as a scapegoat that the powers to be have used to take our attention off the real issues and shift our eyes and focus from discovering the much bigger criminals behind 9/11. The biggest criminals who planned and executed the collapse of the Twin Towers are walking freely without any fear of retribution and or punishment. Hiding in the shadows as part of their plan to keep the oil flowing, our world at war, and to profit from it, they conspired to collapse the Twin Towers while killing a couple of thousand people who had the misfortune to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. My college buddy's apartment is a 100-year-old building on Liberty Street, directly across a narrow two-lane street from the second tower to collapse. After the collapse of the first tower, my friend was the only one to remain inside his building. When the second tower came down, it blew out every window on the front of his building, and a 2,000-pound air conditioning chiller blasted through his apartment window, just 10 feet to his feet. It would have killed him if he had not been standing in the wrong place. Yet, with all this action right across the narrow two-lane street, the collapse of the second tower, there was no structural damage to his 100-year-old building. A couple hours after the second tower imploded, the 47-story Building 7 in the World Trade Center complex similarly collapsed with an implosion that could only occur due to a pre-placed, fully engineered demolition charge settings. Building 7 was four times farther from the closest tower than my friend's 100-year-old building, yet magically, it imploded just as the Twin Towers had. Osama bin Laden could not possibly have gained access to all three of those buildings and pre-placed the thermite charges that were necessary to melt the structural steel in order to cause those three buildings to implode in a clean, straight footprint collapse. When you chop a tree down, one side is weaker than the other, so it topples to the side. If a jet plane were to cause enough structural damage to take a skyscraper down, it would damage one side more than the other, and the top of the building would topple to that side. I never saw a tree collapse straight down on a splintered trunk, and I don't think a toppled building has ever collapsed in that manner without a highly skilled, well-engineered demolition team working for months ahead of time to make sure it collapsed straight down in a controlled manner. Think about it, Matthew Stein, professional engineer. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.